Okay, we are starting parak tests in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. And this parak is solely dedicated to the prohibition of basar b'chol, which I think most people have familiarity with. So the Rambam is going to go through the various halachas of cooking together and the shiurim of consumption and variations of it, as well as ending off with the famous issue of waiting after consuming meat before you can consume milk. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Basar b'chalav asul v'ashlov, asul achlo min ha'Torah, v'asul b'hana. Okay, so there's the famous three prohibitions that exist by milk and meat. There is cooking them together. There's eating the product at midaraisa. And then there's a prohibition to gain any benefit from it. The kovod or so, v'eferu asur, k'efer kol nikbar. And you have to, so to speak, bury it. And when you, and any, even the ashes of it are prohibited, like anything else that's buried. Right, whenever a person cooks one kezias worth of both substances together, he gets makosh. You can't cook them together. When someone consumes a kezias of both of them, meaning the meat and the milk, when they've cooked together as one, he gets makosh even if he didn't actually cook them. So again, there's a prohibition in cooking them together, in eating the product, as well as getting any benefit from it. Okay, lacha beis, lo shasaka kasav miles or achila. Now it's interesting. The Torah doesn't say anything at all about the prohibition of eating it. Elo v'neish asur habishul, right? Because the Torah says you can't cook them together. Kolomar, v'afilu bishulo asur, v'ein sarach lomar achilasa. Once we know cooking milk and meat together is prohibited, the Torah did not have to actually say clearly that it's prohibited to eat as well. We kind of saw this before, but the Torah doesn't say it's prohibited to for a father to sleep with his daughter, because the Torah openly says it's prohibited for a grandfather to sleep with his granddaughter. Once we know that's the case, it's obvious that a father can't sleep with his daughter. Remember, again, when we're dealing with machalos asuros with animals, they're universals and then they're specific ones. Here's a specific example. The Issur D'oraisa is only from a kosher domesticated animal. Bechala behemat Torah, in with the milk of a kosher domesticated animal. All right. So ne'amar lo sevashel gadi b'chalav imo. U'gadi hu kol vlad ashor, u'vlad aseh, vlad aez. So the gadi, this term gadi, includes all the domesticated animals. Specifically talking about oxes and sheep and things like that. Ad shi yifra v'yomar gadi izim. Because the Torah is basically speaking about the normal situation. Normal situation would be gedi and chelav imo, but it's not limited to that. Aval basar behema tahara, okay, but kosher meat, shebashel b'chala behema tzmeah, that you cook with non-kosher milk, or milk from a non-kosher animal, o basar behema tzmeah, or meat from a non-kosher animal, shebashel b'chala behema tahara, that you cook with in kosher, milk from a kosher animal, mutl bashal, that's mutter to do. Umutaris bahaniya, and you're allowed to benefit from it. Vein chayav and al chilasa mishum basar b'chalav. And if you ate from it, you would not be over the isser of basar b'chalav. Okay? Alachada, v'chein basar chayav oof. So too, when it comes to wild animals and chickens, okay, bein b'chalav chaya, bein b'chalav behema, doesn't matter what milk it's mixed in. There's no isser d'oraisa to eat them. That's why it's permitted to cook them together, midoraisa, and to benefit from them, midoraisa. However, as we all know, it's an isser d'rabanan to consume, to cook or consume, make it consume. I can't consume the product of chicken and milk that's cooked together. To protect people so they don't go ahead and make the mistake by oath, that'll lead them to think that basar b'chalav can be eaten together. The yochlu basar behema tmeya, b'chalav behema tzvahora, and then what'll they do? They'll end up eating, kosher meat with milk from a, kosher milk. Right? And since they'll say that the Torah only says gadi b'chalav imo, and it's referring only to that, that's why they expanded the category, midr banan, to include other types of basar b'chalav cases. Halacha hei, now of course it excludes dagim v'chagavim, fish and grasshoppers, mutl achla b'chalav. I can eat them if they're mixed in milk. V'ashochet of, if someone shechs a chicken, Venimsabo basin gemuros, and you find inside eggs that have gone to completion, mutal achla mechalav. You could also eat those eggs with milk. Okay, lachava, variations in cooking. All right, hamaushan, which is basically smoking something. That's where something is cooked using the hot springs of Tveria. If I cook milk and meat together using these sources of heat, I won't get makas. Okay, so too if I cooked meat in whey, which is basically deriving like a substrate or if you centrifuge milk, it's like the top area of the milk. Obechalav mesa, or what it called, milk that's from a dead animal. Obechalav zachor, milk that came from a male. Oshabashal dam bechalav, or let's say I cooked blood with milk. Pater, I mean pater in these cases. Veinaloka alechilasa mishim basar bechalav. I wouldn't get malchus for basar bechalav, and there's no iser basar bechalav. Of course, aval hamavashal basar mesa chalav achiyotzabehen bechalav. But let's say I cooked flesh from a dead animal or milk with chalav, lokal bishulo, I would get makos for the bishul, but in a lokal chiloso, but I wouldn't get makos for eating it, mishum basar b'chalav. She'in iser basar b'chalav, chalav iser nevela, that's the key. The iser basar b'chalav does not apply to a kosher animal that wasn't shechted properly, oh, iser chalav. She'in kan lo iser kolav, lo iser mosif, lo iser basachas. Because you don't have here a broader, more inclusive iser, we don't have an additional iser, and we don't have a surim that are coming together at once. Let's say I cook a fetus in milk. Chayev, I'd be chayev for that for basar b'chalav b'chena ochlo. So too if I ate it. Aval mevashel shalya or begidin batzamos ve'ikre karnayim mitolafim ve'arachim. Let's say, for example, I cooked placenta or the skin of the animal or the sinews or the bones or the horns, etc. in milk, pater b'chena ochlo pater. So you're not chayev basar b'chalav if you cook, for instance, the bones of an animal with milk. Now, basar shenafal l'socha chalav. Okay, is a very famous case that for those who do yoredeya for smicha, this is like the one of the most famous cases. Meat that falls into milk, o chalav shenafal l'socha basar, or milk that falls into meat. V'nispashal imo, and they cook together. Shiuro b'no same time. This is one of the most important principles in kashrus. The shear is the amount of time, any ability or any amount of time that's extruded into one or the other. Meaning, if you're able to taste it, then it's an iser. So, ketzan, here's going to be the case. Chasicha shel basar, a piece of meat, shenafal l'kader rosacha shel chalav. A piece of meat falls into a pot filled with bubbling hot milk. Excuse me. Toi mandachri at sekadira. This is not relied on today by Ashkenazim, but a non-Jew can come along and taste the milk in the dish. Imam arsheish batam basar asura. Right, so of course, let's assume you took the piece of meat out after fell in. The non-Jew comes along and tastes the milk from the pot. If he says there is tam basar in it, it's asar, vim la mutaris. And if he says there's no flavor of milk of meat in the milk, it's mutar. The osu chaticha asura, but the piece of meat itself is asar. Bamed varamurim shekadam v'hotzi sechaticha kodem shetiflot chalav shebala. So of course, it means where he was able to remove the piece of meat prior to the milk being able to be absorbed into the meat. Avalim lo salak, but if he wasn't able to, misharim osa b'shishim. Here's the other famous idea. You measure shishim against the piece of meat, v'nesha chalav shenivlaba, because of the milk that was absorbed from it, v'nesar yatsa v'nesarim mishar chalav. Okay? So we have to make sure that, that there's shishim, because if there's less than shishim, we're going to say it's the actual presence of basar with chalav. So you'd have to measure shishim against them. And that's the other, again, the other critical shear that exists in kashrus. Halacha test. Now, nafal chalav v'toch k'deira shel basar. Let's say milk, a drop of milk falls into a pot filled with pieces of meat. Tomen es achaticha shenafal lav chalav. So the piece of meat that the milk fell onto is tasted. Im ein batam chalav akol mutter. There's no taste of milk in the piece of meat. It's all mutter. V'meshi b'chasicha tam chalav. If there is the flavor of milk inside the piece of meat, afal pish im tischa tachasicha lo yishar batam. Even if, let's say, I was able to squeeze the piece of meat together, it'll extrude any flavor of milk. Hov yeshba ata tam chalav. Since right now the flavor of milk is in there, nezer osa chasicha. That piece of meat's aser. Umisharim bekula. You have to measure against everything in the pot. Imayabachol sheyesh bekaderim in the chasichos. Vehayarek vamarak vetavlin. Right. So I have to measure against everything in the pot. Other pieces of meat. Let's say I'm making a stew. peas, the meat, the vegetables, the liquid, the spices. So as long as the chasicha would have to be at least a 60th against everything else in the pot, the chasicha will still be asur, but the rest of the items in the stew would be permitted. Now, this only applies when, where a person did not stir the pot, right, when the milk fell in. Only at the end did he do it. He didn't cover it. Let's say he mixed it from the beginning until the end. Or let's say he covered the pot immediately after the drop of milk fell on the meat. Then we rely on the expression of flavor in the meat. Let's say milk falls into a soup. So it fell on all the pieces if it fell into the gravy or into all the pieces that are in that pot, and let's say you don't know which piece of meat the milk fell onto, nor is a kadera kula. You can mix up the entire pot of meat together. Ad shetashu v'yisar v'kol, im yesh b'kadera kula tam chalav asurabim la'muteres. If after mixing it, there is a flavor of milk in the entire mixture, then it's asur, and if not, it's mutter. Im lo nimsa nachri shiyitom. Let's say I can't find a non-Jew to taste something, but nisbo chalav, right? Misharim b'shishim. We always fall back as a default of shishim. Bein basol so chalav. As a general rule, if we can't find a non-Jew to taste it, we fall back and rely on shishim, okay? Whether, as long as it's 1 to 60, it's good. Less than that, meaning a greater ratio, it is aser. Now, a pot that you cook meat in, lo yivashu b'chalav, you should not cook meat, milk in that pot afterwards. Bein bashal, but no same time. But if you did, it will be usher if there is an expression of tam in the pot. Okay, lachyud bay, switching to what's called the kichal. Kichal are literally the udders of a cow. A kichal usher midirbe sofrim. It is prohibited to consume the kichal. Midirbana. Shein basa shenispashal bechalav shchuta usher minatara kamash v'yanu. Because meat that's cooked with milk from a shechted animal, right, is not usher midiraisa. Lefikachim karu umera kachalav shabo. Therefore, if someone took the kechal, ripped it open, and squeezed out all the milk that's in it, because it's the udder, mutter l'tzolso l'achlo, would be mutter to go ahead and roast it and then eat it. Remember, one of the most counterintuitive ideas of basar b'chalav is meat, milk comes in meat. So the udder is the convergence of those two ideas. Vim karu shasi v'arab. Let's say a person made two cuts, one horizontally and one vertically. V'tachlu b'kosel ashlo nishabo l'achluchas chalav. And he squeezed it, pressed it against the wall until there was no moisture of milk left. Mutal vashlo im basar. You would actually be able to cook the kachal with regular meat. U'kachal shalo karu, but if I didn't rip open the udder, bein shalktana, shalo hinika, bein shalgadola, ashlo basar. It doesn't matter the age of the animal. It is prohibited to cook it. Vim avar basho fi atzar mutal achlo. If you did cook the kachal by itself, you could actually eat it. Vim basho in basar acher, but if I cooked it with other meat, misharna so b'shishim, you have to measure 60 against it. Ukachal min a minyan, and the kachal itself is counted as part of the that which you're counting against. Alach yod gimel naketsa. So what'll be an example of this? Imaya kolim akachal kamos shishim bikachal. Right. So let's say the entire mixture together with the kachal is shishim against the kachal itself. Akachal aser, the kachal's aser bashar mutter, but the rest of the mixture will be mutter. Bimhaya bepachos mishishim. But if there's less than a 60th. Not only is it a kachal aser, so is the rest of the mixture. A kol aser. Benkach or benkach, either way, im nafal l'kadeir acheres, if that mixture falls into another mixture, oser osa, we aser it, umishrayim bo b'shishin k'rishona. We still rely on 60 against it. Shekachal atzmoshin is bashal, because the kachal is unique. When the kachal is cooked, nase kichasicha asura, it's considered now like an aser piece of meat. We measure against it in the state it was in when it was cooked, and not according to the state that it's in when it fell into the mixture. Okay, and that's what's unique about the kachal. You mean rov? Is tam different than other? I'm not sure I understand the question, Ron.
Yeah, so in general, midiraisa, you go by rov. Right? So is 1/60th midrabanan, or because of the fact that the tam is given with 1/60th that ends up being the diaraisa shear?
Yes. Yes. That's correct. Yes.
Which one? I asked. Two
oh, the
ways.
Second one. The second one. Sorry. The second one. The second one. And by the way, if you also notice in the Rambam, right, even in the Eretz today, we automatically go with Shishim. But if you notice, the Rabbanan set up Nesinas Tam is Daraisa. Okay. How do you solve Nesinas Tam? You solve Nesinas Tam by having someone taste it. That was the way it was done. Shishim is a way to ensure that there's no Tam anymore in the pot. That's not Rove. In other words, Shishim came about to ensure there's no Nesinas Tam. If I could say that there's a 60th ratio, I can say with an assurance that there's no Tom anymore of the substance in the pot. Don't ask me what happens if you can still taste it. That's a Yoredei Ashira, okay? But I'm just saying that's also, I always like to emphasize that when discussing these areas in the Rambam, people sometimes don't realize the system was set up in a way, not in Sfardim can still rely on it, not to go ahead and always rely on Shishim. You get your friendly non-Jew to come over and taste the dish. And if he doesn't taste anything, you're good to go, okay? Okay, Alachi Dalet. Now, ain't solon as a kichal, shechaskol namala mina basa b'shvud, then sal akal mutter. Okay, so I can't roast a kichal that's cut open on a spit when it's on top of the meat, okay? But if I did do that, it's mutter. Okay, lachat esvav kiba, which is one of the, or keva, which is one of the stomachs of the cow, shebishlo b'cholav sheba. Okay, let's say I cook the stomach of the cow with the milk that happens to be in it, mutaris. Why is it mutter? She'ino chalav, right? It's not really considered milk halachically. Ella harehu ketinofes shari shana b'mayim. It's considered like waste that's being stored in the digestive tract. Okay, lachatez zayin. Now aser lahamid hagvina be'or akiva shel shchuta. Now you're not allowed to go ahead and store inside a kosher animal's stomach, right? This the skin of the keva. Excuse me, the cheese. Excuse me. You can't go ahead and place the skin of the keva, right, of a kosher animal, which is going to be used as a catalyst to make cheese. Okay, if I did that, I have to taste the cheese that I put in there. Im yesh batam basar asura. If I could taste basar in the cheese, it's asur. Vimlav muteres. Why meshem hamamid davar hamuter? Who should kivas shchutahi? Vein kada lesser basar b'chalav. Okay, so because basically what did I do is that the catalyst, meaning the or kiba is from a kosher animal, okay? That's from kiva shchuta. Bein kan, and only have iser basar b'chalav here, sheshiru b'nosin tam. As we know, the shir of basar b'chalav is nesinas tam. Aval hamamid b'or kiva snevela, if I put it in the, using the catalyst of the, let's say, the animal that wasn't shechted properly, or trefa, or non-kosher animal, behemet tmeya, hov hamamid davar asr b'fnei atzmo. The catalyst itself is something asr, Nesra gvina. That's why the gvina is aser mishum nevela, but because of nevela, not lo mishum baser b'chala. Omecha shash zeh, because of this concern, that's why asru gvina sakum kumash miyanu. That's why they prohibited cheese made by non-Jews. Okay, Ron, I'm sorry, you had a question?
Yeah, so this is the case of the milk in the stomach.
Yeah.
Because it's just like tinofet. So, I mean, if don't you have to clear tinofet out of an organ before you were to eat it?
Ideally, yes, but you wouldn't be over. But you wouldn't say that's you wouldn't say that it's an issue of it being like a basar b'chalav issue. But yeah, you should really clean it out.
But is it kosher? If well,
it's not milk. I mean, that's a good question. I have to think about.
No, I'm talking about other tinofet. Not that one. Would
oh no,
want
other tinofet for sure. Yeah, yeah, other tinofet for sure. Yeah, that's for sure.
So I mean, for Rashi to for Rambam to compare it to tinofet when other tinofet's no good is a strange comparison.
True. I think what he's trying, that's an excellent point. I agree. It's just that I think what he's trying to say is that don't treat it like milk, but you're right. I mean, it's a good question. Logically, what would its status be? It's a good question. Good question. Okay. Now, luckily it's Zion. Now, habasul avada mutter, bachal avada mutter. So this is always the famous issue. Why are Chazal so stringent about basar and chalav? Because meats and milk are mutter on their own. When you go to your refrigerator, you see inside pieces of meat and pieces of cheese. It's only through mixing them together and cooking them together that I can say now they're usr. Now, okay, this is only when I cook them together at the same time. Or if hot falls onto hot, or here's a tough one, cold into hot. But let's say one of the two, so to speak, falls on the other. Okay, let's say hot falls into cold, okay, or on top of cold. So what do? I have to peel off the outer layer of the meat, and then I can eat it. Then nafal tzonin l'tzok tzonin. And of course, if let's say a cold piece of cheese and a cold piece of salami were on top of each other, what do I do when they touch each other? Midiach hachasich avokla. I wash off the piece and I'm okay to eat it. Avitach, therefore, it's mutter litzor basar ugvina b'mitpachas achas. That's why it is permitted to go ahead and carry milk and meat together, and let's say, put in today's terms, in your shopping cart. It's mutter. You should make sure when they're raw that they touch each other, meaning if they're open. If they did, but if they did, all you got to do is wash off the meat and wash off the cheese, and it's good to go. But clearly, today, if you buy packaged meat and packaged cheese, they could be in the same bag. Nothing to worry about. Okay, lachiyot ches. Meliach, okay, we have other instances of cooking milk and meat together. Meliach, she'enu nechal machas macha. If I salt something to the point where I can't eat it because it's too salty, harihu kuroseach. We consider the salting as if it's boiling the thing. Vim nechal kamoshu, kamo kutach, enu kuroseach. But if it can be eaten like this, like the kutach is basically a spicy, milky breadcrumb substance. And as that, and if it can be eaten in such a way, enu kuroseach. It's not considered as if it is boiling. Okay, alach yotes, to see why this is going to be important. Ov shachot shenafal l'chalav, o l'kutach sheish b'chalav. Let's say I shecht a chicken, remember I'm dealing with Rabbanah now, and it falls into meat, right, or into this kutach, which has milk in it. Im chayhu madicho mutter. If it's raw, all I got to do is wash it off. Then sli kolfo. And if it fell in when it was roasted, it was hot, kolfo, I peel off the layer. Vim hayu bo palchim palchim. Let's say it has like, what do you call it, certain parts of it are like open, or it was dipped into spices, and if then it fell into the milk or into this milky kutach thing, then it will be usher to consume. One second. Halacha. I don't know about that. Salami does have sun spice. I'm not sure if the spices would wear off. I'm not sure about that. Okay, I'm sorry. Honey, turkey. Okay, all right, plain turkey. Okay. Okay, so it's prohibited midrabana to go ahead and put chicken, okay, on the same table or that I'm going to eat cheese on. Okay, so I have cheese on the table. I can't bring chicken to the table as well. Because what's going to happen if they're on the table together? I'll eat them together. There's a famous position of the Rambam. Even though we know that eating Ofen and Chalav together is Asar Midarbana, nonetheless, Chazal very machmir of allowing you, at least on the Rambam, of allowing you to bring the two together on the same table. Halacha Chaf Aleph, Shnei Achsanayin, Sh'ena Makirin Zadzeh. Let's say there are two people, two strangers who don't know each other, and they're eating at the same table, Ochen Al Shulchan Echad, Zeb Basar Behemav Zeb Gvina. One guy's eating meat, the other one's eating cheese. Nei She'en Zeh Gas Libo, Bezeh Kadesh Yochal Ima. Okay, they're allowed to do that because since they don't know each other, they're not going to eat together. They don't eat together. We're not concerned about them mixing up the milk and meat that they're consuming. Okay, lacha chapez. Ein lashen ha'isa b'chala. Another famous lacha. You do not mix dough with milk. Vim lush, if you did, kol pas asura. Why? Why is milk and dough that's made into bread asur? Because you're going to get used to what they call it, being over an isur. Why? Shema yochel babasar, because you'll eat your meat with your dairy bread. Vein tashin es a toner be'alya, right? You also don't go ahead and mark off, or let's say wipe the oven with the fat from a tail. Vim tash kol pasasura. If you did that, okay, then any bread you cooked in there would be asar. Achi yasik es a toner, until you burn off in the oven. Shema yochel b'chalav. Just in case, we don't want you to eat any milk. Then shina b'tzuras apas. Let's say you made a change in the way the bread looked. Ad shetir nikeres, until you recognize that this bread's a different kind of bread. Kadesh l'yochal lo basar l'chalav. In other words, you put a big P in the bread, so you know it's parv. Then hareza mutter. It'll be permitted to go ahead and be mutter. Alach gimel. Now pas she'afa imatzli v'dagim shetzal nimabasar. Okay, if I bake bread with something roasted, or fish that are roasted that I want to consume with meat, asul akhla machala. I cannot have those with milk. Ke'ara she'akhla ba basar. However, a plate that I had meat on it, and then ubashlu ba dagim, and then I went ahead and put cooked fish or fish that were cooked onto it, osana dagim mutal akhla makutach. Those fish, this is called not bar not, no sin tabar, no sin tam. Those fish, even though they were on a quote unquote fleshy plate, will be permitted to consume with a kutach, which is that dairy, a bread, spicy, milky mixture. Okay, let's just finish the parak. Halacha of Dalet. Okay, sakin shechasach ba'basar tzli. Let's say I took a knife and I cut roasted meat with it. V'chazer v'chasach ba'tznon, and then went back and cut a radish, which is a sharp food. Uchiyotzeba midvarim harifin, or any other spicy type foods like onions. Asul ochla makutach. Then I could not have that with a kutach. Alim chasach ba'basar. Let's say I cut meat with it. V'chazer v'chasach ba'kishos or batiach. And let's say afterwards I cut, let's say, a zucchini with it. Gored bakum b'chesach. We what it called, scrape away the area that it cut. And then ochal shar b'chala. I can eat the rest of that vegetable, for example, with milk. Halacha chaf hei. Eim anichin kad shel melach bitzad shel kemach. Okay, this is interesting. You can't play you can't put a jar, let's say, of salt next to a jar that contains like kutach stuff. And they should show it menu because there was a belief that one will draw the flavor out of the other. Okay, the nimsim avashal basar melach. Then it's like you're cooking the meat with the salt. Ze sheish botam achala. Okay. So what do? You put a jar of vinegar near the kemach. This way you can ensure there'll be no drawing out of tam one way over the other. It's like a buffer, okay? Okay, finally, the last three halachas are basar, eating meat after milk, okay? We're all pretty much familiar with this. Misha achol vino chalav tchila, if you eat milk or cheese first, mutar lecha achar basar miyad, you can eat meat afterwards immediately. Okay, none of this hard cheese business. You have to wash your hands. Just wash your mouth out. Between the cheese and the meat. What do you wipe your mouth out with? Basically, with bread or with other vegetables, things that, will absorb and not exude. You can wash your mouth out with anything. But you can't use dates or flour or vegetables. She'ein elam mekanchen yafet, because these don't clean well. Lachazayin the medvar morim the basar behemo chaya. This is for domesticated animals or wild kosher animals. Aval imachol basar oaf. But if I went ahead and had chicken, achas she'achol agvina o hachalav einot tzarich lo kinuach apev lo tizadayim. If I went ahead and milk, I can go ahead and have chicken right afterwards without doing any washing out of my mouth. And finally, chavches, probably the most well known of all the lachans of basar b'chala by the Rambam, mishalcha basar b'tchila, if I eat meat first, bein basar b'hem, bein basar oaf, doesn't matter which kind of meat, domesticated animal or chicken, lo yochol achar av chalav, I can't have milk afterwards, ad sheyeh beinein kedei shir su b'acheres, I have to wait the amount of time till my next meal, v'hu kimo sheshos, and this is around 6 hours. Why? V'dei habasar shebein hashinayim, because of the meat that can get stuck between your teeth, she'enu sar b'kinuach, because kinuach, the washing your mouth out would not be sufficient to remove that chashash. Okay, that ends basar b'chalav, and that actually ends the halachas of animals by machal susuros. Tomorrow we're going to pick up on objects, on non-animals, things like chadash and things of that nature, yayin nesek, etc. We'll pick up starting tomorrow.